I decided to take up farming, or you might call it farm-to-table gardening, whereby I'm interested in growing vegetables. My focus is mainly on vegetables that I know appeal to Zimbabweans or any other people in diaspora, especially from Africa. So I started off doing community gardening here in Germantown in 2010, and the interest grew as I continued with my community gardening in Germantown. And I founded a program within the county that I live in, which is Montgomery County, where they try and link landowners with people who are interested in farming. So I was able to get connected with a landowner whereby I ran 2 acres. That's where I'm currently growing pumpkin leaves, corn, nyeve, as well as other type of vegetables. And I'm seeing the interest or the feedback coming back from Zimbabweans mostly that I sell my products to.
What actually prompted you personally to take up, would we say, a business in growing vegetables that you know would be targeted to Africans and especially Zimbabweans in the diaspora?
It was, I guess, an opportunity that was just lying there for me to be able to do that, because you see Asians, they have their own grocery stores in the area, and most African stores that I've seen around, usually they don't carry many variety of vegetables that we enjoy back home. So I saw that as an opportunity for me, with my interest in gardening, to focus mainly on that. And being in the capital city here in the metropolitan area, where there's every nationality from every part of the world, I saw that as an opportunity as well to be able to cater for customers or people in diaspora who would not normally get a fresh pumpkin leaves or nyeve from anywhere in the store.
And from what you grow, especially for the Zimbabweans, which vegetable would you say has been your best seller to date?
I would say the pumpkin leaves, they have been the best seller. And the irony of it is that not many people here in the United States know that you can consume pumpkin leaves. So that has been the main best seller. And I'm also getting people from other African countries like Mozambique, Zambia, other Western African countries. They're also interested in it because I guess they eat the pumpkin leaves from their countries of origin.
And how do you market your vegetables?
Currently, it's by word of mouth, although I intend to use the social media in the near future. But for right now, it's just mainly word of mouth that I market the product.
And then talking about the actual growing seasons here in the United States, we are nearing now the winter. How often do you grow your vegetables?
Right now, I'm going to be focusing on other type of vegetables that are conducive to the weather, to the fall weather that we're coming into. For example, the green turnip, or we call tsunga in Zimbabwe, spinach would also be thriving around this time of the year, as well as kovo or English red. These are the type of vegetables that can thrive in this type of season that we are approaching. So I try and adjust to the season that's current and just take it from there.
And for those who might want to actually buy some of your vegetables, where can they find you? How do they reach you?
I'm in the process of currently setting up a website, but it's not ready yet. So the only means for right now is via my email that they can find me. The email is T as in Tom, S as in Sam, 208-745@gmail.com. T-S-208-745@gmail.com.